You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now. 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to your show, which is now the hottest show on the radio. That's right, the Blind and Beyond radio show. And I'm your host. Glad to be here. Welcome. Folks, what is he doing? I always, what?
It's raining applause.
Oh. It is. They're going nuts for you.
Folks, if you don't know what the show's all about, you're tuning in for the first time. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So please call in. Give us a ring. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. But let me introduce the players before we even begin. To my right, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there?
I am here.
Woo!
I am here. Welcome, everybody, to the last Sunday edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Last Sunday of February.
And to my left, our other co-host. I'm waiting what to say besides fabulous co-host and very smart young man.
He's speechless.
Speechless, yeah, okay. Co-host, Big Dave Hildebrand.
Good evening, everybody. Hey there, Michael, Lynn, Chris.
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, good to be here. It seems like it's been a while.
Well, you know what? I could have said the fabulous
really
singer from Winter Park.
So you could have said that. I don't know why you did.
Now,
but. Sorry, I could have said that. I'm sorry. I have to slap myself in the head.
He brought his guitar
yay. Today to sing yeah. for us.
Can't wait.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, which Dave and I can't see, the young man, his name is Chris Shaw.
Oh, I'm rushing in here. I'm here, though.
Oh, yeah.
You hit them. They coming.
They
it's
finally got
here.
You.
And with Chris Shaw, the fabulous, the elegant, her name is Charlotte. Charlotte Massey, are you here, Charlotte?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, Charlotte.
So those are the players today on board. Before we begin, woo! This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. Or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, tell folks, yesterday, we're live today in Orlando, Florida. But yesterday, we went to a place called the Villages. That's in Florida. It's a big city called the Villages. And we met a lot of nice people there. And one of the people we met, his name is Jordan. If you're listening, call in when you get a chance. Jordan. Listen, folks.
You met Michael Jordan?
His name is
not
Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Oh.
But let me just tell you, folks, Lynn's going to start reading people.
I have
some people
a whole
we
roster
met.
Here.
She's got a whole roster of
names.
But before, let me just say this way. The first two people that call in, first two, only two, get a $20 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. First two call in from, have to be from the Villages, people that we met yesterday, from the Villages. First two, 407 407-894-1680. You call in, okay. 407-894-1680. Lynn, give out the shout-outs.
Well, all the people most of the people that we met at the 2019 Vision Awareness Day Open House in the Villages, which was hosted by the VA North Florida / South Georgia Veterans Health System Visual Impairment Services,
We met a lot more than this.
Well, that's right. I corrected myself. Yes. And the Villages Visually Impaired Persons Group. So we had many, many people stop at the booth, and
over
I happened to write down several. So here we go. Ready? Okay. Bob and Linda, and thanks for the scoop on Turnpike Mics. John and Linda. Millie and Judy. And Millie, you look fantastic for 101 years old.
Let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness. She was walking by herself and everything. Matt and Linda, Rose and Harvey, Paul and Claire, Denise from Orlando, Pauline and John, and hey, Iris H. Looking forward to seeing you again. Jordan. Ellen, Donna R., Nancy, Susan, Marilyn, Marsha and Julie, and Jewel, I'm sorry, Marsha's guide dog is named Jewel, and her friend John, was nice to meet you guys. Joy, Kathy and Connie, Bill, Carol, Santa Domingo, and Georgia, who said she listens all the time. Rick, Joanne, and Lynn, Joyce and her Uncle Don, both from Ohio, and Kathy and Wayne. I tried to do that quickly.
Wow, you did good.
Oh, my goodness.
So the first two people to call in get a $20 gift card from Sonny's
Barbecue. Do it quickly before we go to break.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
You forgot Ray, your shout-out.
Ray from Eustis.
He's on my paper.
Ray from Eustis. Yep. We didn't forget about you.
Yep.
Nope.
Sounds like a party out there, man. Yeah. Wow.
Ray, how about you, Dave? You have some quick shout-outs?
My mind is blank.
I overwhelmed you with that list.
I know. A shout-out to my lovely wife, Brenda.
Brenda, we know what you're doing.
Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Okay. Listen, folks, before we even begin, let me explain this way to you. For those folks who don't know the show and listening for the first time, and if you miss any part of the show, you can go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We archive all our shows. So if you miss this show or any other show, that we archive them all, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you have any PSAs, if you have anything to say, just write to me and we'll get you on. Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And of course, this is a totally blind-friendly site, easy to get around. I can tell you, I do it all the time.
I'm sorry to interrupt, David. I have a quick PSA I'd like to get in before the National Industries of the Blind calls in on the other side of the break.
Cool.
Just to remind everybody, it's coming up Saturday, March 2nd at Crane's Roost Park. If you live in the area, be sure and be there between 4 and 7 p.m. for the 30th annual Sight and Soul Walk Fest, making up words. It's one of Lighthouse Central Florida's largest community events, and it's fun for all the family, and it's also the traditional awareness walk, and the event is meant to raise funds and bring community awareness to the issues facing Central Florida's community of blind and visually impaired. That's this Saturday, March 2nd, from 4 to 7 at Crane's Roost Park.
And if you have any PSAs or any walk that you're having anywhere in this country, whether it be in St. Louis or Dallas or Philadelphia, wherever you are in this country, you can write to us, Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org, or call us and let us know what you're having. Okay? We have anybody calling yet for the $20 gift cards?
Not yet.
First two people calling in from the Villages, first two get $20 gift cards. 407-894-1680.
You got to make sure you clarify that too, because just because he said the Villages, everybody is not from the Village. We know it takes a family to raise it takes a village to raise a child. So we're not talking about that village. We're talking about the Villages over in Lake County, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So well, if they can be real creative, then that's
right. Yeah, I'm from the Villages.
And just so you know, on the other side of the break, we're going to welcome Billy Parker, who is the program director of Employment Support Services at the National Industries for the Blind. And I believe he has another guest caller calling at the same time, Alicia from Tyler, Texas.
By the way, I just thought of something.
What? We're going to go to break.
If you were at the Village yesterday, you don't have to be living there. So if you live in Claremont or you live somewhere else, it's only the people that were at that big
event
yesterday. I had to think of the word, event.
All right, we're going to go to break.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
That's right.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. We are live from sunny Florida.
Don't touch Alexa.
Yeah.
That's right.
She didn't say it. We're going to break. Come right back. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Pardon me. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we are live from Orlando, Florida. And we have, I believe, someone calling in from the Villages. I said two. This is our first one. I believe her name is Marsha. Marsha, you there, Marsha?
Yes.
Wow.
Hi, Marsha.
Hi, Marsha.
Hello.
Meet David.
Welcome.
So, Marsha, you just won yourself a $20 gift card. It's actually going to come in two tens.
Okay.
$20 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Great food. You can go to the Village or anywhere else. Villages.
Wow.
You went to Sonny's Barbecue?
One
if you
in
haven't.
Bellevue.
There's one in Bellevue. There's one in, there's quite a few around there in the Villages. Great food. You want barbecue food, boy. They got great food.
So we're really happy you're listening, Marcia, and we know you're going to enjoy the show. very happy to have you out there.
Yes, I'm very excited, and I also told friends about it, too.
Oh, great. So. And is Jewel, is Jewel listening also, your guide dog?
Jewel is snoozing right now.
Well, tell her to wake up.
Wait, we're going to have a guide dog company call in the second hour.
She'll go out one more time for last release tonight, and then she'll probably sleep till morning.
Okay.
But my cat is intensely listening to the radio.
Okay, well, we're going to go.
Right next to my iPad.
This is one of the favorite shows of dogs and cats around the country. So.
All right, Marcia. I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
And don't hang up. Okay. Give your name and address.
I think
we can
she
send
did
it to
already.
Okay.
Keep on listening.
Thanks, Marcia.
Keep on listening.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Did you say Chris or somebody else? Okay. You have another one? And then we're going to go to Billy after that.
No, that's who we got.
Oh, Billy's ready.
Okay.
Okay. We'll
so anyway, we got one more we give away. Second person calling for Villages we give away. That was the first one, Marcia.
Very excited. Okay. Very excited.
Listen to you.
It is.
So excited.
We met a lot of nice people.
So, we have now on the line, Billy Parker from NIB.
That's right.
Billy Parker, you there, Billy Parker?
Yeah, hey guys.
How you doing, Billy?
Hi, Billy.
Hey there, Billy. Welcome.
Doing great.
So, I gave your official title before the break.
Okay, great.
We can't do it again?
We can. We're Billy Parker, Program Director, Employment Support Services. How's that? And NIB. All right.
People might not even know what NIB stands
for. National Industries for the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome back, Billy.
Great. Glad to be on again tonight. And I know, I believe we also have
Alicia.
Some individuals calling in from East Texas Lighthouse to help talk about the remote program tonight. So I don't know if they're on yet.
We just arrived.
All right.
Oh, there they are. It's
the party line.
East Texas.
Like the old-fashioned party
line. I just want to know one thing. Before she comes on from East Texas, is she wearing a cowboy hat?
I am not. Do I sound like I'm wearing a cowboy hat?
No.
That's funny. Hi, how are you?
Not today.
Okay.
I left it at home today.
All right. Well, we'll let you two direct the conversation about promote.
Sure.
Okay.
Great. Well, thanks, Lynn. Well, let me kick it off a little bit and kind of give you the background of what this program is. So about 2.5 years ago, NIB had an issue of, to be quite honest, finding qualified individuals for some of the job opportunities we had in more of our professional lines of service. So looking for individuals with more of advanced computer skills than Excel and other Microsoft type of programs. So when I talked to our CEO, Kevin Lynch, he really wanted to figure out a way to address this. And NIB decided to go on their own and develop a training program since we couldn't find one that existed to really address this, training in AT for professional level lines of service. So NIB piloted a program. We called it PROMOTE. That stands for Professional Mastery of Office Technology for Employment. It is a mouthful. So we just go by PROMOTE. But that's what it stands for. It's Professional Mastery of Office Technology for Employment. So our real focus here is designing a training program. It's intense, but it's really focused for those individuals who are intermediate to more of advanced users, but they really need to have more training in knowing how to use Office products when they get into the office environment. Most offices, as we know, do use Microsoft programs. So when they get in an office environment, they know how to do the email, they know how to do Excel, they know how to do PowerPoint, and they can hit the ground running. So NIB has been working with some of our associated agencies who really have the expertise in AT training, and we have been rolling out this program. So we had a couple pilot programs that proved successful. We then trained some of our agencies on how to do the actual training we developed, and they've taken the ball and they've run with it. So the reason I really wanted to have East Texas on tonight is because they have been really leading the charge with this program. Their trainer went through our training. She went back, been really supported by their agency in implementing, and so far they've already had a couple of trainings and looking to have more. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity to get them on the line tonight to talk about what they're doing, some of their upcoming training, and all the opportunities that might be available. So Alicia, I'm going to hand it over to you to kind of talk a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Thank you, Billy.
Sure. So Jan, who will, I'll let her have the floor in just a second. really came back excited. You know, when we first started working with you guys, Billy, we were already teaching a form of promote here in East Texas, all the way up to even certifications, but we didn't have a program that kind of approached teaching the way that you guys were suggesting, really wrapping in all of those programs together to where we would then teach someone how to use them interchangeably as, you know, you do in the office. You flip back and forth from Excel to Word to Outlook. And our teaching had kind of been a little bit more compartmentalized. And so Jan and I decided that we didn't know what we didn't know, and so we would go for it. So she came back from the training really excited. And we actually did an in-house promote first. We had three of our own employees here at East Texas go through it. One gentleman was in IT, one was our employment services specialist, and the other is one of our data entry, order entry guys from our fulfillment department. We got great reviews. We took some feedback. And then last year we did a round. And we had four people come, four different agencies sent their employees to Tyler for a month. I'll let Jan talk about the improvements we've made since then. But again, we got rave reviews. We've stayed in contact with all the people that went through it, and they all report back that they have been utilizing the skills in their job. And we know at least one of them has gotten a promotion from going through Promote. So that's an instant win. So Jan, kind of talk to us a little bit about why Promote is so powerful for the students that go through that course.
It gives you a very short amount of time, even though I say a month to somebody, that sounds like a long time. But in 4 weeks, if you say to somebody at the end of 4 weeks you're going to have this skill set, that's just a very short amount of time to get a lot of information. But the dynamics, the group dynamics that is involved in this execution of the classroom has brought a powerful segment that we didn't have, because I was teaching more one-on-one, and it's given a platform for people to learn, you know, from each other as well as from me. And so, it is, like I said, it's a very fast-paced
boot camp, right?
Boot camp. But it's real world. It's really not for the faint of heart. It's for someone who's really interested in gaining upward mobility for in the computer area.
So, Jan and Alicia, are you saying that people from all over the country can request from their particular organization that they would like to come to you? Is that how it works?
Yes. Yes. And now we have changed it because one of the feedback that we got that 4 weeks was just a long time to be away from home. And so this next class, we're starting a different style of execution in which the first 2 weeks of the class will be provided online so they can stay at home. It's still 8 to 4:30 online. And it's going to be still in a classroom setting, so it's live. It's not on demand. And then they'll come on site for the last 2 weeks.
That's great.
And Lana, this is Billy. So one thing we're working with, too, is for individuals to work with their voc rehab coordinators to help pay for the training. I mean, we want this to be something individuals have to pay for. We want, you know, hopefully the voc rehab or our associated agencies can support that. So that's where we're looking for the funding and support for people to go through and get the training.
So what would be like the I'm going to use the term turnaround time. So from the time somebody says to their agency, I would like to go to Tyler, you know, how long would it take to get everything in the works?
Jennifer. We have an online application, which is the first step, which lets us measure whether the applicant is to the level that they need to be. As Billy mentioned, you know, it's really for an intermediate user and someone that's pretty comfortable with their assistive technology. And one thing we haven't mentioned is, you know, they could use JAWS, they could use Zoom Text, they could really use any assistive technologies that they want. Everyone is in that group setting. We don't segment it by JAWS user or Zoom Text user. They're all in there together. But they fill out an application, and then Jan does a remote, a distance learning type assessment with them. And then what we've done is we've looked at our schedule, and going forward, we actually, I don't have them in front of me, but we have dates that we're going to be publishing as far out as 2020. And our plan is to do a spring round of promote and then a fall round of promote and just have it standing on the calendar and let people apply whenever they want, and almost even pick which time frame works for them, which also gives time to plan the travel, get the funding, whether it's through their NIV agency or, you know, potentially through a Voc rehab department.
Folks, let me interject this. This is Michael.
Sure.
What I'm hearing, and you folks tell me if I'm right or am I wrong.
It's very organized.
So let the listeners understand this, okay? For people that are visually impaired and blind, if you, let's just say, know a little bit about the computer, not much, just a little something, you now have a place to go, and they will teach you about learning in business so you can get a great job, and you can go to Tyler, Texas, and they will, for no charge, okay, if you're under the NIB umbrella, that's what they say, you can go fly there, learn there, and when you come out, you'll know everything it is to go get a job, a good job, even if you're blind or visually impaired, they will teach you. Now, did I say that correct or was it wrong?
Yeah, hey, Michael, it's Billy. So that's pretty accurate. I would say most of the users we're looking for are more intermediate to advanced. So we're not looking really for beginner users on this. But we need, to qualify for the program, you really have to be an intermediate or advanced user to go into this. But the real gap is they might be really good with their JAWS or Zoom Text, but they don't know how to use it in a Microsoft setting. So most of the candidates for this are more of the preferred users. But to be quite honest with you, they're the ones who fall in the cracks, because individuals who really don't have any experience are getting more attention. And a lot of times when someone seems to know a little bit about a computer enough to get by, they kind of move on and move on to someone who really needs to put more effort into. So we're looking more intermediate users. As far as the funding piece, if they work with an associated agency of ours, there's a grant available and we support that. And if not, and they have a case open with the Voc Rehab, it's something we work with the Voc Rehab to hopefully get them to support paying for that, to get them to come down to that, to the training.
I think it's great that the first 2 weeks are online. That just makes it easier for people to see if it's a fit, you know?
You folks are listening right now. If you have any questions, now's the time to call. Yeah. If you have any questions, call.
Call in if you got a question.
If you have any questions.
You want to know something, be enlightened.
Don't just sit there. Call in. Okay, call in right now, 407-894-1680. Okay, no question will sound ridiculous. Just ask the question, 407-894-1680.
Sure, and Lisa or Jan, do you guys want to give them your landing page site for East Texas that has the information about the training?
Sure, so they can get straight to the landing page if they go to www.tylerlighthouse.org. /promote. So Tyler is spelled T-Y-L-E-R and promote P-R-O-M-O-T-E. So tylerlighthouse.org/promote is the direct landing page. We also have a general email inbox that they can just shoot us an email with a general question. They can either get to that on our tylerlighthouse.org or they can email us, and that's just info@tylerlighthouse.org. And then we do have an 800 number that would be toll-free, and that's 888-565-3852.
All right, and we will mention that during the month as, you know, as the weeks go on to remind everybody. So that's a great program.
We're really excited about it.
Well, we're excited for you. David, you looked like you were going to say something.
I was just going to comment that I'm a JAWS user myself, and I know a lot of people may not necessarily be as familiar with all the Microsoft software, but to get a good job, it's absolutely necessary. And you could be good at JAWS and going to the Tyler studies there, it might be all you need to land an excellent job, because all the Microsoft software is totally accessible now, which is awesome.
It helps them hit the ground running. And that's what we want to have. I mean, we've seen too often how hard it is to land that job and break that barrier. But, you know, what we don't want to have happen is they land that job, they get on site with the employer, and struggle with some of those Microsoft programs because they've had no experience on them. So, and what we're also finding, which is very interesting, we have a lot of individuals who've lost their sight later in life and transition careers, or even going back to their old career. You know, so they knew Microsoft no problem before, but now they're going back using it with JAWS or Zoom Text. It's changed. So making sure we can get them up to speed so when they get to that job, they're able to function at the pace they did prior. And it's a level playing field because that is expected when they get on the job. They know that and they're going to be moving forward on it. So we just want to make sure, you know, they can hit the ground running and are successful as soon as they get that opportunity because so much work and effort goes in to get that. And it is a real gap. We've really seen this a big gap and there's a lot of assumptions made and they get into that position. They're just not ready. And it's not really their fault. There's a lot of training opportunities out there to get it. So I think this type of training really does provide it. And we're looking forward to expanding the training program, hopefully. You know, East Texas has done an amazing job and continues to kind of lay the groundwork. We're in the process of getting some more of our agencies certified in it to get more training out there around the country. So we're just in the beginning of this type of program. We're really hoping it takes off and expands.
Well, this is terrific. Hey, thank you for sharing. Yes,
Chris here. Let me ask you all a question. What's the toughest challenge right now in the startup of this program that you're facing?
Jan, Lisa, you want to feel that one or you want me to take it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, honestly, the toughest, I would say, was kind of getting agencies to buy in to send their people for a month. You know, because right now we have only done NIB agency people so far, and they already have a job, right? So a lot of the people that we've seen, they're in a job and they're doing fine, right? But they're not as efficient as they could be, or they're not as confident as they could be, or maybe, you know, not knowing PowerPoint is holding them back from being able to take on a new responsibility at their job. And the employers had to agree to really give up their person for 4 weeks. And they even have to do that, even though we've changed the model to where it's 2 weeks online, they still have to give up their employee for 4 weeks. And I really have to give huge props to the agencies that we have worked with, that they really identified with the goal and they were willing to do that for their employees. And that says a lot about the caliber of the NIB agencies that we work with and that, you know, that we're a part of. They saw it and it's quite a big investment. And we've gotten great feedback from even the supervisors of the people that went through the program, that they came back and were immediately implementing the skills that they had learned. So what initially was kind of a hurdle, I think, is we've helped make it a little bit bearable, and it's paying off. So that's always
good. That's a good question, Chris. Great question.
The only thing I want to add, this is Alicia again, you know, is we've had a couple of people in some of these assessments that were kind of curious about Jan and our instructor and kind of, you know, what she brought to the table and what did she really know that they didn't already know. And so I think it's notable to say that Jan has been teaching and working with people who are blind and low vision for over 40 years.
Wow.
So she's not new to the world. While she, of course, learned a ton from NIB and the Promote Train the Trainer that she went through, she brings a lot to the table. So I just want to make sure that listeners know that she's a high-caliber instructor is what I would call her.
Well, thank you so much for bringing this
really
to us today.
That was really interesting. And to have all three of you on at the same time without a glitch, Chris, that was great.
Very impressive.
Thank you. Gee, Gallagher. You're making me blush over here.
All right. Well, thank you, Billy, for putting all this together. We really appreciate it.
And thank you, ladies.
Thanks for having us, guys.
All right. Well,
thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care.
Have a good week, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We have to have Billy back again.
Hey, that was great.
About jobs.
I wish them great success. That is going to be an awesome program.
It really is.
Right now, we're going to break.
Terrific. We're going to go to break,
yep,
yes.
Time to go to break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Oh, Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back.
Yay.
We're back. Okay. You can get off your rear end now. Go get a drink. We'll be right back. Okay. Good. Listen, folks. Phone number to call in because we want to have trivia now. Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Who is singing this song? Who's singing the song? Don't hear anything yet.
You will. Just listen.
Whistler's mother.
I love the intro.
I knew a man who jangles any dance for you.
Who's singing the song?
I know who it is.
In worn out shoes, silver hair, ragged shirt,
407 894 1680. Who?
He would do the old soft shoe. He would jump so high
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Touchdown. Told me of the times he worked with minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. Spoke with tears of 15 years. How his dog and he, they would travel about, but his dog up and died.
Definitely a different person.
After 20 years, he still grieved. He said, I dance now at every chance and I'll get drunk. For my drinks and tips, most of the time I spend behind these counting.
Okay, so who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 1680. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
That's a hard test there.
Recognize the voice?
Oh, I just happen to have actually heard that album. So, but a lot of people wouldn't recognize that, especially him singing it anyway.
Well, his voice is very distinct.
It is. It is.
Should I give you a hint? Anybody wants a hint?
He does a crazy version of Shaft, too. Okay. Believe it or not.
Anybody calling in yet? Lynn, any calls yet?
No. Yes. They're not. See, they go through a whole process first before they put the person
okay,
on the air.
Okay, so we got some.
The calls are screened.
Are being screened right now on the line.
Nodding
all
to
right.
each other.
Here we go. All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. We were over here having our convo.
So tell me, before you tell me the first one, let's get the names, all the names on.
Okay. So we have Vicky from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Vicky from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Willie from St. Louis.
Willie from St. Louis. Missouri. Okay.
Brandon from Fort Hood. Fort Hood is in the building talking. Braden
from Texas.
And then I got somebody else coming in shortly. Right. So let's go talk to our good friend over in
Greensboro, North Carolina's first.
Hello, Vicky.
Vicky.
Hello, Miss Vicky. Come on in.
Hey, Vicky.
Sammy Davis Jr.
What?
Sammy Davis Jr.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
You are right,
Vicky. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. You're in Greensboro. Dunkin' Donuts. $10 gift card.
Right off the bat, girl.
Great Sammy Davis Jr.
So you knew it right away, Vicky?
Yes, I did.
Great.
Good job, girl.
Well, keep on listening. You just won yourself a $10 gift card. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Vicky, don't go anywhere. You hold on one moment, all right, Ms. Vicky?
Yeah, we need to fix her address.
Yeah, we have to fix your address because I think something happened before.
Her bracelet came back.
Yeah, bracelet came back that we sent out and it came back.
Charlotte's going to take care of it.
She's a winner.
Let's hear from who else is on the line.
This is Willie.
Hi, Willie.
Hey, Willie, what's happening?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Okay, Willie, I had a question for you.
Okay.
You're from St. Louis, correct?
Yes.
Are you calling for trivia?
Yes.
Okay. And I guess you know it was answered.
Yeah, that was Sammy Davis.
Right. Now let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a tough question.
Okay.
And see if you know this question. I'm going to give you a trivia.
Okay.
Not difficult, but you might not know it. When Sammy Davis Jr. died, he was married. You remember his wife's first name?
No, I do not.
Oh.
Me neither.
You don't remember?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I don't know who she
married. All right, I'll give you another question. So I'm going to try it. Last one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He played for the St. Louis Cardinals. He was a first baseman. He was the greatest first baseman St. Louis ever had. What was his name? And there's only one that was so great. He's in the Hall of Fame. You don't know it?
I'm thinking I can't.
All right, well, I gave him two shots. His name was Stan Usual. Stan the man.
Stan the man. Mm-hmm. Yep,
and I'm not even from St. Louis, and I knew it. Well, thanks for calling in, Willie. Appreciate it. Thanks.
I have a question for you, though.
Go ahead. Don't ask me something too difficult. Go ahead.
Last year, I signed up for a T-shirt. I never did receive it.
No. Wait.
Oh, you're in luck, though.
You're in luck because we just picked them up. Friday.
And
today
now
is
Charlotte
sunny.
And I have to, and
they're
going to
start working
them
on
already.
On Monday and Tuesday. They'll be going out probably Wednesday or Thursday, the latest. We just picked them up. They are beautiful.
Okay,
they're soft.
I was out of town.
Now it's good you mentioned it.
Well, you mentioned it. All the T-shirts are going out about the same time, but the problem is they got to go in bags. We got to match them up to Willie's name, to what size it was and everything else. But they came out beautiful. We were very happy
with
it.
Very nice.
They were late, but at least they came out beautiful. You know the old expression, better late than never.
Don't start checking your mailbox for a couple days.
Don't start checking probably till end of the week, beginning of next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be in a bag.
It's coming,
it's going to be very soft in a bag.
Okay. Great.
Take care.
Well, thanks for calling,
Willie.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Talk to you again, man. Thanks.
Keep on calling in, Willie. Thank you.
What about Braden in Texas?
Oh, Braden in Texas. You there, Braden in Texas?
Hold on. Not yet. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you, Willie.
Hold on. Yeah, but he's got to plug in his plugs. He's got the old-fashioned
Alrighty.
Operator
Mr.
back
Texas.
There.
There go Braden right there. Braden, you there?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Braden.
You knew the answer, mister?
Hi there, Braden.
Number 56.
I thought 58. Yeah, 56?
Yeah, no, I'm...
I would like to do a trivia.
You like to do a trivia?
All right, we'll give him a trivia.
All right, I'm going to give you a hard one now. Ready for this?
Better be not too hard.
Ready for this? What was... I'm going to ask you a question. You ready for this?
He's ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the trivia. What did Popeye eat all the time?
Oh, brother.
Yeah, it was a big... It was
this
famous. Popeye. You know
time,
what Popeye
Michael.
Is? Popeye.
The Sailor Man.
Popeye the Sailor. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
What did he eat all the time? It was famous.
He just said...
What? You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Good job, Braden.
You just won yourself $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
You did a great job. That's
for
sure.
You did a great job, yeah. Now you can have ice cream and donuts.
I can't hear him.
What?
I know the one to the other one, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody won that one.
Well, you done good there, buddy.
You done good. You done good, mister.
We'll send it out to you, Braden. Say hi to Mama.
Hi.
I'm sure she's listening. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Oh!
What do you say?
I don't know. There's a private joke out there.
Speaking of Dunkin' Donuts, we're getting a Dunkin' Donuts for your butt.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
what do you say?
Speaking of Dunkin' Donuts, they're getting a new one right by there.
Okay, so you can have a Dunkin' Donut. You can take the gift card to Dunkin' Donuts.
Or you can buy ice cream.
Also, I want to shout out Grandpa.
Oh,
you want to shout out
Grandpa.
Oh, that's nice. He's shouting out to Grandpa.
That's nice. Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in. Call us again.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Love you too.
Grandpa. Call in sometime with Grandpa. Call in sometime with Grandpa's on the air. He'll be on next week. He'll be on next week. Grandpa will be on the air next week.
That's nice. He won. Okay. Take care, Braden.
Take care.
All right. Don't go. Braden, thank you so much. Stephanie, thank you.
Adios,
amigo.
All right, so let's go to one more brand new caller from Boynton Beach, Florida.
Oh, brand new
Boynton
caller.
Beach.
Hello, Boynton Beach.
And the name is Shirley.
Shirley.
Hello, Shirley.
Can you turn your radio
Shirley.
Down for me, Shirley?
Hi there, Shirley.
Hello. Oh, this is Mr. Shirley, actually. My wife got another call.
Ah.
Okay, so Mr. Shirley.
Mr. Shirley.
Yeah.
What's your name, caller?
Ernie.
Okay. All right.
How you doing, Ernie?
Shirley got a look. She'll be like, wait, hold on. I know I talked to a
female.
So
you're from what city in the country?
Boynton Beach.
Nice area.
Are you folks busy impaired?
Are we busy?
Are you visually impaired or sighted?
Oh, yeah. We got the radio in the background. I'm trying to hear that and hear you at the same time. So I'm sorry if we're getting in
there. Turn your radio down or go to the other room. That way you can. Right. That way you won't get mixed match because the radio gonna give you delayed reaction and we're giving you full time, full length reaction.
And I'm wondering if they're listening.
Okay. You're listening, I guess, on radio station WFTL there, aren't you? 850 on the AM dial.
Right.
Good. Yay.
All right. So my question was: are you folks sighted or are you visually impaired?
Sighted.
Are you
or blind?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, you said, are we excited or are we busy impaired? Is that what you said?
No. Are you sighted? Can you see or are you visually impaired, partially blind?
Well, I apologize. I'm not sure I understand that question. No,
they must be sighted.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So were you calling in for trivia?
Yeah, we're calling in for trivia. Yes.
Okay.
Somebody was singing a few minutes ago,
yep.
and it was.
Well, they'll call back the next hour.
Well, you have to call back the next time, but while you're on the air, I'll give you a trivia.
All right.
That's it for you know it. You ready?
Ready.
How many, are you familiar with Florida? You're in Florida, right?
We're in Florida. Yeah, we're here in Florida. We're Boynton Beach right now.
You're in Boynton Beach. Okay. So here's a question from Florida.
All right.
Miami Dolphins had a great quarterback.
Oh, that's so easy.
But he never went into the Super Bowl. He never won a Super Bowl.
He was
one of the greatest quarterbacks that ever played the game.
He never did?
No.
No kidding.
Nope,
you remember
not
his
at all.
Name? You
I
know
bet
his Jarell name?
Knows that too.
A great quarterback who never won a Super Bowl, but he's known as one of the best quarterback that ever played the game, the Miami Dolphins.
I'm afraid I don't know that. I the only quarterback I know from Miami is Dan Marino, and I don't.
You guessed it,
but guess what?
You got it right,
Dan Marino. That's the guy I was thinking, Dan Marino.
No, he never.
Right?
He never won a Super Bowl. He never won a Super Bowl.
See, just as well to be lucky than good.
How about that?
Yeah. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts, and now you get your ice cream or donuts free. $10 gift card.
All right,
Ernie. I appreciate you. Ernie, we appreciate you. You have been one of the fantastic callers that we've had this year.
So that was pulling teeth.
Right. He said the only quarterback I know is Dan Marino.
There you go.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it.
All right. Well, keep on listening.
It pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thanks for listening to WFTL. Thank you.
Hold on.
Hey, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right?
We have to send you a gift card. Oh, it's the first time caller. We'll send you a bracelet, too.
Oh, that's right.
Line of Beyond bracelet.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
So we also have several other callers on the phone line as well. So we have our guest caller that's calling in now.
That's for the other side.
Okay, it's almost the top of the hour already.
That's right. We have 2 minutes.
I'm just flying.
And then we have Mike from Aventure.
Mike from Aventure. Well, all right, we can take him for 2 minutes.
So let's go. Mike, you there?
Mike from Aventura. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. I was listening to you guys on 1680. I was outside listening to my radio.
Oh,
cool. You're
pretty good on 1680.
Oh, what? Oh, so you pick us up real good down that way.
In
Aventura? That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm going down there. I noticed that about some years ago.
What are you talking about? He's listening to 1680 down in Miami?
Yes. We pick up real good down there.
How do you like that?
You can't get it. Sometimes you're on the block and you get it down the line. That's funny.
Really, Mike?
So that's what you been doing this weekend?
We got 1 minute before the top of the hour, guys.
What?
So what have you been up to this weekend?
Not much. Went to synagogue yesterday for my father's
Yotzeit
anniversary. He's been gone for 16 years, said a prayer, and saw some people last night over at a restaurant. I saw an old friend of mine who used to be my former boss when I worked in radio in Miami.
Oh, nice.
And just kind of relaxing and listening to the show tonight.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Glad to have you on board. Glad to have you on board.
Yeah.
I hate to interrupt, Mike, but we have to go to the top of the hour station ID. If you know radio, we got to go.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for calling in. Keep on listening.
Thank you.
We're going to break. Don't go away. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.